Welcome back to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen. In this half hour, I will be talking with Deborah Dimitruk. Deborah is a past president of the Lennox Flynn District, CFUW, and today she will be talking to us about a demonstration she is organizing on Parliament Hill this weekend, Saturday, September 21st, and the demonstration is called Pieces for Peace. I will also have some health news and some music. Let's start the second half hour off today with John Lennon, Give Peace a Chance. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned.
One, two, three, four.
Still for the Cube 88.9 FM, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Deborah Dimitruk to the Townships at 12. Now, Deborah is a past president of the CFUW, Lennoxville and District Chapter, and today she's going to be talking to us about a demonstration that she's organizing. It's called Pieces for Peace, and that will be up on Parliament Hill in Ottawa. I believe, the 21st, this Saturday coming up?
That's correct. It's the UN International Day of Peace.
Okay. So welcome, Deborah. So what made you decide to organize this demonstration? You're the one who decided to organize it.
Well, it all came about last fall, 2023. And it was on the heels of everything happening in Ukraine and then everything happening in the Middle East and the ongoing crises that are going on all over the world. And a sense of helplessness that I felt and many others feel just watching the news on a very regular basis and just feeling like, oh my gosh, where does this go? And the question that I ask myself is, what can any one person do out of that sense of helplessness? And what can I do? So at that point, I went into do a little bit of research and I found that the International Day of Peace is September 21st. And I thought, oh, that's a whole year away. Could we come up with an idea? Could we do some sort of demonstration, a gathering of some kind, just to say we really want peace? Our country wants peace. People want peace. It seems like all we ever talk about these days is war and conflict and hatred, and we really would prefer to be living in a situation of peace. So I pitched the idea to the national board of the Canadian Federation of University Women, the group that I was at the time the president of this of our chapter in Sherbrooke, Lennoxville. And I also pitched it to the executive of our club, and everyone gave a thumbs up. Go ahead. Because I'm a quilter, I thought, well, what is a good way to stage a gathering or a demonstration and have a significant visual presentation? So I thought, why not use pieces of fabric instead of paper? So it kind of like, it just kept evolving organically through conversations and through brainstorming. And we came up with putting together 18 by 18 inch or more panels of fabric and inscribing messages and symbols on them. And those messages, we were very, very clear about they had to be neutral messages. They couldn't be associated with any particular war or conflict or country. And they were going to be messages of peace. So there are peace signs and there are doves and there are hearts and there's all kinds of things that are written that are actually so many of the beautiful works of art.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine. Are you with the Quilters Guild, too, in the townships?
I am in the Putnam Valley Quilters.
Okay.
I pitched the idea also at a national advocacy committee, asking for people to help if they were interested. The next day, I got a telephone call from a wonderful member from the PN in Ontario, just outside of Ottawa. And she said, I really want to be part of this. She recruited people from the two other Ottawa clubs. And so all of a sudden we have a group of four clubs, one from Sherbrooke and three of them from Ottawa. And we got together on a very regular basis to just sort of organize this demonstration. And here we are, it's almost a year later, and it's the week of.
That's exciting. Okay. So you have a lot of interest from the different clubs. About how many people will be going?
We don't really know how many people will be going, but we will have over 1,000 fabric panels.
Wow.
Of peace messages. So the response across the country has been phenomenal, to say the least. The member from the PN is the address that the members have been sending the panels to, and she says that every day there's another package of panels that are being sent in. So we're going to get that organized on Friday and bring it to the Hill on Saturday.
Okay, that is a lot of work. So you've had a lot of interest all across the country then?
Yes. I think that, you know, it kind of represents how so many of us are feeling. It was about channeling all this grief and worry into something that was constructive and positive, and add in a little bit of, you know, creation and art. And so it developed into something even larger than perhaps we even anticipated. And that was just the joining together with a mission to just talk about peace and to focus on peace and to display it in our art, peace, And that really is the basis of this demonstration or this gathering that we're going to do on Saturday. We're not going to have speeches. We're not going to have music. We're going to have conversations. And the whole point of that is about creating the ripple effects into our families, into our communities, into you know, the larger group around us. And that is just, let's talk, let's foster conversation and connection and you know, like I say, hopefully ripple it through.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen most of the panels or a lot of them?
I've seen a lot because we've been doing some sharing of photographs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a few of them came to me, you know, out here in Mansonville, but like I say, most of them ended up in Ottawa. But we asked for people to send us photos of their panels before they ship them off. And like I say, some of them are absolute works of art.
Mm-hmm. So
you're beautiful.
You're based in Mansonville. That's a lovely district of the townships. Any of the panels really strike you?
Oh, gosh. So many of them. I'm trying to think. It's very diverse how people interpret. Some people sent smiley faces, and other people sent messages with the peace symbol on it. Some of them were painted. Some of them were quilted. Some of them were stitched. Some of them were crocheted. It's very diverse, and that was the fun part of it. It's sort of like, you know, we said, well, minimum 18 by 18 inches and then do whatever you like. And so what we'll show on Saturday on the hill is going to be quite a beautiful demonstration. And then after that, we get to disperse these beautiful works of art to various organizations that have already asked for some panels for other demonstrations, or, people have asked if they could have these panels to create quilts for the homeless. So this is going to, again, talking about ripple effects, even the panels will ripple ripple further into our communities.
That's interesting, because I was going to ask you what happens to the panels after the demonstration. So that is wonderful. And it's just wonderful to channel our worry and our stress about this into something positive together as a group. Mm-hmm. I think that's so important too. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it started with feeling exactly those emotions, the sorrow, the stress, the worry, and just feeling like there's got to be something that we could do, and what can we do? And it's hard when you're an individual and you think you don't have power, but small actions can create ripple effects. I want to believe that we can.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Have you participated in other demonstrations before? I don't know if I asked you that.
I have marched and I have walked for different causes, mostly environmental. But this has, because of the visual, the artistic creative component of it is just quite different than what I've done in the past. I'm really looking forward to the day, to Saturday, see the reactions.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how many people about will be going up to Ottawa from the townships?
No, I don't know how many people. I know that at our local club here in Lennoxville, there are a few members who have talked about creating a carpool and going, but we never asked for solid RSVPs for this event. If people are able to, and if they want to, because at least from here it's a good 3 to 4 hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're able to come, that's absolutely wonderful. People have contributed in other ways. The people who have created panels, the people who have sent in encouraging messages, all of that has been just as important as being there on the day. But however people helped, encouraged, and contributed, all of it has been very deeply appreciated.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Now, is there a website or a place for people to see the panels, or maybe see pictures from the demonstration after it happens?
Well, I haven't really worked out the after part with photography. We definitely will be taking photos where we're going to be placing them. We haven't really figured that out yet. there is some information on the Kanata, CFUW Kanata site, and I'd have to send you the link on that.
Okay, good. Anything else we left out? Anything you'd like to say, Deborah?
Well, it's Parliament Hill, Saturday, 21st of September, 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. All are welcome, not just members of the Canadian Federation, but everybody is welcome to attend, especially anybody who feels that peace is a means of building a better future. People are not obligated to come for the entire 3 hours. They can come early, they can stay late. The demonstration is on Parliament Hill, not far from the Peace Tower, appropriately, and not far from the Centennial Flame. As far as logistical information, there's parking lots all over. If people are able to come and hold up a panel, well, that would be great too, but it will be displayed likely on the ground. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it. I think we covered it all. Right?
Okay.
It's really, the aim is to encourage conversation, and that's pretty much it.
I think it's such a wonderful project, and it's definitely so therapeutic. I mean, turning on the news is scary every time now, and it's just... This is something to channel people's creativity and make us feel like that we're not so alone either in our worries.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I think there's strength in community, and there's strength in joining together on a project. There's a certain unity that comes out of that, and I think that it's constructive. And so, I hope that we all hope that the mission is fulfilled, that, we continue on with our conversations about the need for peace, and to continue to be grateful that we live in a peaceful country. May that continue on.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Deborah Dimitruk, she's a former president of the Lennoxville and District CFUW. She now resides in Mansonville. And today she was talking about the Pieces for Peace. That's the number 4, Pieces for Peace. So thanks very much, Deborah, and all the best on Saturday on Parliament Hill.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you give a little more than you take, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind that takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who lost the way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around your heart on your sleeve, and if you try to be the change you want to see, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be saved, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you. Thank you. when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you. I know you're out there, so keep doing what you do. There's a place up there for people like you.
And we just heard a tune from Johnny Reed, and the song is called People Like You. Incorporating natural organic fabrics into your wardrobe not only supports your health, but also promotes sustainability. By choosing materials like organic cotton, flax linen, hemp linen, silk, and merino wool, you can ensure that your clothing is breathable, gentle, and free from harmful chemicals. And that's some health news today here on the Townships at 12. I would like to thank my guest today. Thanks to Gwendolyn Connor McKnight, who is on the committee for the Old North Cemetery. If you have questions about the association, you can reach her at 819-842-1670. Or if you would like to give a $20 donation to help with the upkeep of the cemetery, the address to send the check to is Old North Church Cemetery Association at 490 Chemin de la Rivière in North Hatley, Quebec, JOB2CO. Thanks to Deborah Dimitruk in the second part of today's show. Deborah is a past president of the Lennoxville District Canadian Federation of University Women, and she is heading a demonstration this Saturday, September 21st, at noon on Parliament Hill called Pieces for Peace. Thanks everybody for listening and have a good afternoon. We will close today's show with an instrumental called Tears, and it's by Kalani featuring Oma Leigh.